Shia of Yudches Cheshvan. We're going to be learning today, Mitz Hashem, from Seif Chavhei onwards, some very important points about the Gzera of Shrikas HaMamonim. Seif Chavhei. Retir Shenoflo Mal Gabe Amako. If somebody had a medicated bandage, it's a type of retir, it's a type of plaster, medicated bandage. Shenoflo Mal Gabe Amako, it fell off from the wound. Al Gabe Karka, Lo Yachzirenu. If it fell on Shabbos, it fell off, and it fell on the floor. Lo Yachzirenu. You may not return it onto the wound. However, Noflo Al Gabe Kli, if it didn't fall off completely, it fell off onto a kli, onto an utensil, a kli, yachsir, and then you may put it back. Now this sugya over here, truthfully, is not really connected to gzeira shrikas hamonim. It's a different type of gzeira. Let's just finish the sif, and I'm going to explain a little bit more. V'alidei en yehudi muter lanicha afilu batchilo. However, through a goy, you're allowed to ask to do it. It's only a stabon, and therefore you're allowed to ask a goy to put it back, even on Shabbos. Now, let's just go through the Mishnah Berurah, and I'm going to add a few points to that. Seif Katan Pei Aleph. Lo yachzireno, shema yimareach al gabo, lehachlik hagumo sheyesh bo. There's a gzera of shema yimareach. We know there's an issa of memareach, to smear, which is a gzera of memachik. And that, you know, so there's a completely, this, the actual topic which is discussed over here is actually nothing to do with Shrikas HaMamonim. It just discusses the gzera of Shema Yimareach. And that depends whether it fell onto a kli or it fell onto the floor. And therefore, Lo Yachzireno, when it fell on the floor, Lo Yachzireno, you don't have it. Then Shema Yimareach al gabo, lahachlik agumi sheyesh bo. Umeruach etia melocha deraisiu, mishum bichlal memachek. It's part of the melocha of memachek. However, the question, of course, is, well, I understand that the topic discussed is a different topic, but at the end of the day, we have to understand, what about Gzeira Shrikas HaMamonim? We know that there is a Gzeira Shrikas HaMamonim. We know, it's true, the sugi over there is not discussing Shrikas HaMamonim at all. The Gemara over there is discussing a completely different issue of Memareach, Memachek. However, as far as we're concerned, we know and that there is a Gzeira of Shrikas HaMamonim. So therefore, the question is, that Toitz was asked, and that's where the Shulchan Aruch comes from, what about, why is it that you're allowed to return an item which is a medicated bandage, you're allowed to return that on Shabbos onto the wound. You're not allowed to, if it's fallen off completely, but if it fell onto a kli, you're allowed to return it on Shabbos. Why is that? What about the Gzeira Shrikas HaMamonim? Why are you allowed to return a medicated bandage which has fallen off? You return it that, if it didn't fall off completely, it fell on the wound, and you put it back, why are you allowed to do that? That is Toys' Kasha. And Toys' answers, that is what the Mishnah Berurah is quoting over here. There's no problem of Shrikas HaMamonim over here. Why not? Because this bandage had been placed there before Shabbos, and therefore you're allowed to return it on. You're allowed to return. It's only an action of returning, and that's okay on Shabbos. Now that's as far as the Gemara is concerned, and the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Chaznish was asked the following question, and that's where it gets a little bit hot. And I want to spend a few minutes explaining that and discussing that. Somebody went to the Chaznish and asked him the following question. I have to take medicines, which I have to take on a daily basis. I start taking it on Tuesday, and I move on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Am I allowed to take it on Shabbos, yes or no? We're talking about the kind of person who is not allowed to take medicine. So it's obviously not a cholish eish b'zakona, and it's obviously that category of a person who's not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, right? Now, he wants to know if he's allowed to take that medicine on Shabbos or not. And he says, well, I took it the day before, and 2 days before, and I'm continuing taking that medicine. Is that heter or is it also? Why am I asking this question? Because the following reason. Because the Chaznish was asked that kasha. Now, what do you think about it? Is there heter or is it also? What's the halacha in such a case? Pardon? Right. Absolutely. The Moshe Zalman is right. If it's the kind of medicine that if I wouldn't take it, a danger would potentially happen, then of course you're 100% right. There would be. Right. Then the answer is absolutely. You're 100% right. In that case, straight, it's very straightforward. That is a potential cholish eish b'zakona, and it's perfectly mutter. Nothing to talk about. But let's talk about not that kind of medicine. Let's talk about a medicine which wouldn't ultimately possibly reach that kind of danger. What's the halacha then? I'm specifically talking about somebody who is not a Cholei Shesh B'Zakana and not taking the medicine, will definitely not lead into that kind of category. Why should it affect? You're 100% right. The above is 100% correct. Why should it affect? The fact you're taking it on from Tuesday on, what should it affect? Well, right. The answer to your question, why should it be, is as follows. There's a very fascinating tshuva from Shlomo Kluger, who writes, it's precisely about the Shaila, and he says, he's got a raya from Shulchan Aruch, that is mutter with Shulchan Aruch. It's precisely the Shulchan Aruch that we're talking now. But he says that the Shulchan Aruch says that if you fell al gabe kli, you'll have to return it. What about Gzira Shrik Salmonim? Says the Mishneh Berurah in its Tosfos, because you had it there beforehand. So Shlomo Kluger says that, what do you mean you had it beforehand? So what? You had it on Friday, it was on, and now it fell off and you're putting it back, that's okay. Who cares that it was there yesterday? Who cares it was there yesterday? Hold on a sec, yeah, because I think you're right. He said, well, who cares that it was there yesterday? So it wasn't Friday, it was on. It was on, and it fell off. And on Shabbos, you're returning it. Why not to return it? It's medicated bandage, it tells us, because it was there on Friday already. So Shlomo Kluger, that from here you see that if you had started the medical treatment before Shabbos, you'd have to continue it on Shabbos as well. Shlomo Kluger says, in Sefer HaChaim, it's a Sefer, he said that this is the minhag what people say. People say that that is the source. People say there's a minhag, an established minhag, that the medicine that you've taken before Shabbos, you'll have to continue on Shabbos as well because you've started taking it beforehand. Now, having said that, according to Reb Shlomo Kluger, it's very clear that you're allowed to start a treatment like that on Shabbos. You're not allowed to, right? Because it's only as a continuation of a treatment you're allowed to continue. The truth is, it's very hard to understand. And that's probably what Reb Dov was about to ask. That it's not really exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Because you're continuing... what do you think about the raya? Do you think it's a bulletproof raya?
Well, I didn't really understand the svara in the first place.
The Shulchan Aruch says that... The Shulchan Aruch's case, Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to put back. Because it says the Shulchan Aruch that... Because he had been there yesterday. And therefore, well, you tell me, therefore. Well, it seems that there is no Gzeirah Shrikah Samah on him. So Reb Shlomo Kluger wants to say, well, anything that has been started, any treatment which had been... Reb Shlomo Kluger understands this sugya by saying that anything which had been started...
Yeah, but still, why?
Why? Yeah. Right.
That's what people say. That sort of thing.
Not necessarily. I wouldn't have...
Right.
Yeah, it's a.
Well, it's falling off, you know, if it doesn't fall to the ground, it's not a hefsek. It's like a.
Oh, so the Pashtos, well, I fully agree to you. The Pashtos of this sugya is not like Shlomo Kluger understands. Correct, absolutely. That is the positive pshat, because that's the whole difference between Kaka and Kli. That pshat is that he hasn't fallen off. It has literally not fallen. As opposed to taking medicine, what has gone one Tuesday's medicine is not really connected to Wednesday's. And Wednesday is not connected to Thursday. And Friday is not connected to Shabbos. And therefore, really, every time I'm taking the medicine, of course, it's part, ultimately, of a treatment. But why should it be mutter just because I had yesterday, right? Right. It's very, very hard to understand. This is a very hard makoyo. Now, the truth is that, having said that, this is what a lot of people say. It's still to this day, many people say that there's a heter of taking medicines because it's part of a treatment. Now, I'm clearly...
Like vitamins or something like that, is it?
Well, it could be part of that. Well, vitamins could have another heter as well. Could have another heter as well, which we're going to speak about still in Mitzvah Shem. It's a waste of time, right? But I'm saying it could be machal brim, could be it doesn't help, whatever. So it could be it's not a medicine. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So either way. But I just want to mention that could be that that there's another head for these kinds of medicines that I have a treatment. Chaznish was also makel, and I saw an interesting svar in the Tzitz Eliezer who wants to say that Chazal were not goyzer for the following reason. Chazal will only go is when you take a medicine, which that medicine itself is going to cure you to a certain extent. However, if you're only taking something which is only part of a cure, part of a treatment, that itself Chazal will not go is. Who knows? It could be a svara. Right, and another svara which I saw, which other poets can say, could be Reb Shlomo Kluger mentions that sad. He wants to say that, well, there's a raya that he's not going to do Shrikah Salam on him. He's not going to grind. I know he's not going to grind because he took on Tuesday, he took it and it didn't grind. He took on Wednesday and it didn't grind. He took on Thursday and it didn't grind. So obviously on Shabbos he's also not going to grind. That is a svara that Reb Shlomo Kluger said that svara, and therefore he says that if it's part of a treatment, you're not to do. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that as an interesting point, because a lot of it is very widely quoted. Just as a little side point, afterwards we have to hurry up, about this memareach issue that Mishneh Berurah mentions. I just want to mention that the Halacha Lemaaseh, the Chazanish says, and other poskim as well, if you ever have to put a cream or an ointment or anything which is b'makom tzar, baby cream is a very frequent example, very common shaila. So if you don't smear it, if you just tap it on type of thing, and it smears by itself, that is okay, because you're not actually shmearing. So if in a case that there's no shayla of refuah, for instance, babies or whatever, when refuah is not, there's no shayla, there's no issa of refuah, it would be okay to just put the cream there and let it shmear by itself. That is perfectly in order. Right. Okay, fine. We have to move on. Okay, Sif Cotton Pay Base. Yachsi Renu, the Kshuka, the Retium, and Koyma Domi, the Bavati Mutan Achsir on Koyma Kshmachsiro, Loya Gidon, and Shabbos Bekeshel Kayoma, and Lubanivo. He just mentioned over here that when you put it back, this bandage, make sure not to be over on the Isra of Kosher. You should make an Aniva as opposed to a Keshel Kayoma. For Kol Gdek Shenofla Retium Atzmo, this is only if the Retium of this bandage fell off by itself. Avalim Esirum, Mishavan, also Achsir. However, if you took it off purposely, intentionally, you're not allowed to return it. The Yesh Cholkim Matirim Bazer. Okay, all types of different instances, which we're not going to go into now. But any Yehudi, we haven't done the Ramo yet. Let's see the Ramo inside. You're allowed to tell a goy to put it back on the wound. You're not allowed to put, interesting halacha, says the Ramo, you're not allowed to put ash on a wound. You're not allowed to. It's merape, it's healing, and you're not allowed to put ash on the wound. However, a goy, you're not allowed to ask to put a goy, because he's actually going to do it, and you're only, if anything, you're a messiah, but probably not even that. Siv Cotton pay gimel. Validein Yehudi, umarik shek tzas choyle, alidei mako. He's considered a choyle because of the maka. The iya irak mechash ba'alme, afilu en Yehudi, also. But if it's a mechash, which means a category lower than a choyle, even with a goy, you're not allowed to. Only by choyle we learn, by choyle you're allowed to ask a goy to do an issa for you. However, if it's not even a choyle, if it's just a mechash, a category lower than that, even a goy, you're not allowed to ask a goy to do it for you. Kanal Beresh Simen Zeh. Right, Siv Cotton Pei Dalet. This is really bedridden, as we've discussed previously, he has to be a choyle. As opposed to a lower dagger, or sheish bezakanas eva. Ultimately, if it is zakanas eva, the irak miktas choli, if it's only in miktas choli, and it doesn't reach the level of a choli mamish, any mutalas melocha the rest of the any yudi. Yeah, as we discussed again, I'm just repeating that he has to, in order to ask, we've had certain eterim in sifid zayin that you're allowed to ask a goy to do melocha. This is only if he's a choli. If he's a choyle, if he's on a dagger less than that, if he's only a mechash or a mitzvah or something on those lines, they can't be lower than that. You're not allowed to ask a goy to do a melacha, as we have discussed. The also liten, the after rak is the rabbon, mikol mokma le de Yisrael, atzme also b'loy shinui, afilim chol of kol gufoy, kivin shu choyle she'en bo zakon, v'kedet sif yudzayin, lifim adas gul shukhon orch sham, as we have discussed. Sif, chof, vov. Megale k'tzaz ritio, mekanech pe'am akko. You're allowed to take a little bit of the reveal a little bit of the retir of the bandage, and mekaneach piyamako, and then mekaneach clean that part of the wound. V'chozo megalek tzas hasheni umikancho, lift and then put it back and lift up as it were the other side, and then clean that. Right, as opposed to taking off completely the bandage, you just take half, you clean that, and then you put it back and you lift up the other side. Umikancho v'retir atzmo lo yikaneach, the actual retir, the bandage, you're not allowed to clean mipnushim memareach, because they're going to do an issa of memareach. Right, Seif Chov Zain. Mako Shemizrapo Nusnin Oleritio. This is very interesting. This was exactly what Ramosha mentioned earlier. Mako Shemizrapo, a wound which has healed, Nusnin Oleritio. You're allowed to put a bandage, or what we call nowadays a plaster, the same halacha would apply, She'en Ole Kishambo, because you're only protecting the wound. Again, you're not, Shulchan Aruch says clearly over here, you're allowed to protect the wound. Right? Mako Shemizrapo, if the wound has healed, you're allowed to put a plaster there because you're protecting it. And this is very, very interesting. Again, protection is not included in the Gzeir of Shrikas Ammonim. Very, very, very important. What Ramosha just mentioned earlier, the halach of
cleaning after the wound to stop
right.
The dirt's causing infection.
Right. That's a beautiful example. Right. If you have a wound, which is right, you're allowed to clean. The question which is asked is if you're allowed to clean a wound to avoid infection. Right? You're protecting it from infection. Straightforward. In Fur Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to do that. Right? Right. It goes a little bit more long. Reb Shlomo Zalman has a tzad about medicines that you're taking to protect. If you're actually taking medicines which are supposed to protect you from certain... It's a protection. It's a medicine which you're taking, which is ultimately protecting you from illnesses. Right? That's a bit more lomdish than here, but could be again. It could very well be that the same halacha applies, because you're not gzeira of shchikas amonim applies to something which is protection. Right, tziv, cotton, peivov, shemishamru, v'loicha shinon sholid shchikas amonim, umeruach, Mishnebura explains that the reason why there is no shchikas amonim on a protection, because she'enu bol kukach shenizra po, because you're not so worried about it, and therefore you're not going to come on to actually grind. Tziv, Interesting point. Yeah, okay. Siv Chovches. Hamevishchin, somebody who has got a boil. Hamevishchin, you wanna open up Beshabbos. Kedil hachiv piyamako kedir sharoifim oisim. If you wanna open it, you wanna open this up. Like the doctors do. For that. It depends a bit why you're doing it. That's what Shulchan Aruch explains. Kedil hachiv piyamako, if you're opening up the piyamako, the opening of the wound, keder sharoifim oisim, like the doctors do, shem mischavnim refu al hachiv piyamako, because they do it in order to open up, to help the wound. Harizei chayv mishum makev patish, you're actually opening up this wound, you're making a Pesach. Pesach is makev patish. Any opening that you make, you're over makev patish, and therefore it's also shehizui melechiz roife, because the roifim do that. It's a proper action of making a Pesach, and that would be also. Vim yifiso kedei lehoitzi bimenu aleich, hosheba harizei muta. However, if you're only opening up this boil in order to take out the lecho, the liquid should come out, and not actually to just taking the lecho out, that would be mutter, because it's, as the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain, it's melach she'en tzricha l'gufa, and b'makom tzad, they were not goyzer. We're going to do this very quickly. Seif, cotton, peizayin, hamet b'shchin, hanet she'mevakeh oysot, that means he's opening this boil. Lo'hoitziv, enoch choshishim tachso v'tislo miyad, v'toiv la'asa l'dinyut. If you can do it through goy, it's ultimately much better. Now, mutter lito l'akoyitz b'machat. Interesting shayla, what about a splinter? Mutter lito l'akoyitz b'machat. You should, however, be careful not to take out blood. The ovid chabura, because you're making a chabura. It's an issa of making a chabura. The av shu mekalkel, although you're actually breaking something, we know mekalkel generally is muta. Mikol mokim also hu lekul alma. This is also according to all the days. After b'shchein itiru, issa drabon mishum tzare. Although over here b'shchein itiru mate, mishum tzare, k'delikamei hoche, kim ch'ef shaloyitzi ha'koitz b'li yoitza azdam, ein laver yisur b'chdi. It depends if you can't help it, then it's going to be muta. Siv cotton pay test. Memenu alecho vafulim yesh dam gam ken shama im alecho muta. The oisa adam valecho shekonu shom enu bo mishum chabura. V'ak izor shelo yitcho yikamako lo yitzim enu dam echadosh. Whenever you deal about openings with blood, you just make sure that if it's preventable that the blood should come out, then it's not a psikresha, and then it's going to be muta. However, if you can't help it, it's going to be a problem. Harez muta. Afal gav de'mele nase pesach. Although automatically a pesach will happen. Melach shen tzicha legufi v'av drabon. Okay, this is a little bit of an interesting gemara over there, which goes into the sugi of melach shen tzrich legufa, which we're not going to go into now. Either way, what mavu over here that a melach shen tzrich legufa, if you do melach with not the intention of the outcome of the melacha, it's considered melach shen tzrich legufa. And when there's a tzar, chazal we're not goyza. Interesting point. Okay. Yeah. ואפילו למען דאמר דמלוכה שצריך לגוף וחייף, גם כן ישלם כשאויס רק לא יוצא עליך, אין לו גמר מלוכה, ויהיה אפשר לא ולידי חיוב מכה בפטיש. ואויסון שיש לו הנקב בזרויה, שקורין אפטורים ניסטם, הנקב קצס, צורך יוני מוטלית ומסויך קידני שפסוח. An interesting שאלה, let's just go quickly through it. דור חוות הכוונוסי של שאלה פסוח, עוד דיל מקימן שפסוח כבר שורי, ועודים בנקב של מכה שכבר נפתח וניסטם קצס, גם כן צורך עיון, וכי אגב נעימות לפתוח את בשבס. מלוא שנה של חנוך, משמע דאפילו יש בנקב, ובוא להחיבו עושו. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah. ורתיה מוטה ליטן על האבטור, כמו שכוסה בסעיף חוב זין, ובספר אבון משמד אוסו ליטן על הרתיה, ומוטה לקנחו לא יציא לך שבסויכו, אם יודע שמו יציא דם כשמקנחו, לא יקנחו בשבס, לפסיק רשו, אבל מוטה להחליף חתיך הסבגד, אחר מהוקמה הוא, שאם לא יחליק, יסריח, וגודל כבד הבריס, וגם יש צעג מזה, וגם יש לו יצאה מזה, אין לי כמון סעיף המחס, כמו שכוסבנו שם במשניבורה, ואוסו לא חרשכין, שעל ידי חיכו כמו יציא דם, שניב לה באוסו, ואין יודעים אלי חוד, ודם שיתונו לאל בסעיף קוטן פייטס, לא יציא, תאוסו מוקונוס, מה שאין כן בדם, שניב לה באוסו. Okay, basically, what we have to understand from this Seif, the yisoid of this Seif is that there is some the concept of melocha shen tzich legufa. Melocha shen tzich legufa is whenever you do melocha, but you don't actually have the outcome of the melocha in your mind to and that's called melocha shen tzich legufa. Melocha shen tzich legufa generally is awesome in the Rabbanon. Generally, melocha shen tzich legufa is awesome in the Rabbanon. The chiddush that is over here that we have to remember is that melocha shen tzich legufa is not also b'makom tzar. Whenever there's a tzar, and generally, for tzar, we're not so much mekel, but the combination of melachos and tzeilah guf on the one hand plus tzar, we are mekel, and therefore this is a kul over here of mefesh shchin. Yeah.
Why is the this was the bottom.
Correct. Yeah.
It depends
what his intention is. What is he doing it for? So the Shulchan Aruch said, "Mefesh shchin b'shabbos kli lahachiv pi amako." If it's in order to open, because the isra is to make a Pesach. To make a Pesach, if you're intending, and that's makibah patish. If it, then it's correct, then it's going to be also. However, if it's correct, that's going to be that's a melachah shen tzich legufa. Right? Okay. Fine. We're going to stop over here.